Thailand. At least 22 people were killed and dozens more injured on Wednesday after a construction crane collapsed onto a passenger train in northeastern Thailand. The incident occurred in Nakhon Ratchasima province, northeast of Bangkok, during the morning hours as the train passed through a construction zone. Emergency officials said the crane fell directly onto the moving train, striking multiple carriages and causing them to tilt and overturn. Thick smoke rose from the wreckage as rescue teams rushed to the scene to pull survivors from the damaged cars. Several carriages were visibly crushed, with debris scattered across the tracks. Residents described hearing a loud crash followed by explosions. One witness said the crane appeared to slice through the middle of one carriage, leaving it split apart. Rescuers worked for hours to free trapped passengers, some of whom were seriously injured. District Police Chief Thatchip and Chinnawong confirmed that 22 deaths had been recorded, while at least 80 people were injured. Hospitals were asked to assess how many victims were in critical condition as authorities worked to identify those who lost their lives. Rescue efforts were temporarily paused after officials detected a chemical leak at the site, raising concerns for the safety of emergency workers. Authorities said the situation was being closely monitored before operations could safely resume. The train was traveling from Bangkok to Ubon Ratchathani province and was carrying 195 passengers at the time of the accident, according to Transport Minister Piphat Ratchakitprakarn. He ordered an immediate investigation to determine the cause of the crane collapse. The accident occurred at a construction site linked to a major high-speed rail project valued at $5.4 billion. The project, backed by Beijing, aims to connect Bangkok with Kunming in China via Laos by 2028 as part of the Belt and Road Initiative. Thailand's rail network spans about 5,000 kilometers but has long suffered from underinvestment, pushing many travelers to rely on road transport. The new 600-kilometer high-speed line is expected to use Chinese-made trains capable of speeds up to 250 kilometers per hour.